Once again, this DJ Ready C, it's about that time. It's like, Ready C couldn't make it tonight, so it's us three holding the crown. You know, the big homies busy doing the ones and twos, hip-hop thing, you know.
Cutting and scratching.
Yeah, first dismissal, but he had to show up to where he's known for being and doing, DJing. So we're going to hold the crown tonight.
What a loser. He couldn't stick to his... No, I'm just kidding.
Let's talk so much shit about that, man. Combo Trap House, episode 147. Let's go.
It's like, how are you just going to leave us like that, Ready? No.
I know. It's like, when you don't know when the gang leader ain't there, you don't even know how to pop up.
Well, it's like, should we fight or run? Like, I don't know. We fight. Let's go. Vic, uh-oh. Don't do this to me.
Frozen in time. So much for that new router.
I see all three of you guys now.
Okay. All right. You're freezing up a little bit, Vic.
Yeah, you're stop motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, spooky. I still have to get the router. I have yet to get the router.
Oh.
Okay. Well, hopefully it works itself out because you're freezing up, brother.
Ghost in the machine. Yep.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to act like me moving slow is going to make shit move right.
No.
No.
We can hear you about every 20 seconds.
But yeah, we can't even. Nothing, bro. So how was that skydiving trip, Dave?
It's like jumping out of a perfectly good airplane.
Hey, Vic, I don't know if you can just reboot and come back in, bro, but you might have to do that because you're frozen in time right now.
Time after time. Well, this is starting off good so far.
Right. I just seen a WhatsApp. Ready C said to email him the link, Vic. So if you can email him the link, that'd be great. Okay, Vic will be back. But, yeah. Well, I mean, let's rock on. What was I going to say? Yeah, you went skydiving. Tell the people how that was, man.
Oh, it was first time. I've kind of always wanted to do it and said, fuck it, let's go do it. And yeah, you tandem jumping. So you have somebody on your back, basically, with the parachute. And yeah, it's kind of wild just seeing you kind of going up and up and up in the airplane. And you think you're there. And they're like, yeah, we're like halfway there. I was like, fuck. Keep on going. Damn. And they jet open the door, and then some people start jumping. We start kind of just shimmying our way towards the door. And like I said, I'm strapped to the dude, so I'm going first out the door. And like my whole body is pretty much hanging out of the plane while he's getting ready to jump. So I'm just sitting there just looking outside. I'm like, just like, let's go, dude. Let's fucking jump.
Tom Cruise shit.
And then, yeah, we jumped. And it says you fall for like 55 seconds, a free fall, but it felt like 15 seconds, I swear.
Oh, it was over that quick, huh? Wow.
That's what it felt like, but it's supposed to be right. 5 seconds. Yeah, and then they pull the parachute, and you're supposed to kind of float down for like another 5 minutes, and that went by pretty quick, too. So, but yeah, it's, yeah. I see what people get addicted to it.
I'm glad you made it, for sure. When I get my nuts, I'll give it a try. Are we good, Vic?
I hope so. How am I looking?
Yes, that is way better.
We can hear a complete sentence now.
Exactly.
I cannot even explain. You know, that's some...
It's still choppy, bro.
I hate these VHS. You too. Fuck.
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up now too, Derek.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's been fun, folks.
Ghost in the Machine.
Hey, it ain't like we missed an episode. We still stayed to our 147. 148 episode, whatever the fuck it is.
Did you see the
140? Not even 147. It's not even an episode if we don't make it through this shit.
Hey, we got on. But But all right, let's run it. So what's good, Vic?
So, I mean, if I keep freezing, it's gonna be a hard call. But you know, Captain America 4, Marvel signs director for Sam Wilson's solo film. Filmmaker Julius Ono, who did The Cloverfield Paradox, will helm Captain America 4 for Marvel Studios.
Okay.
You know, so that's nice. You know, that at least they're pushing the page forward, you know. And also, another article. You know, I'm going to try to just speed through this since I had the worst connection. The post credits for Ms. Marvel, I haven't seen last episode. We'll be watching that tonight, but it reveals a major problem for the MCU's strongest Avenger. So
there's a post credit after the show then. I didn't know that. I got to go back.
Right. She's in the bedroom exhausted. Her bracelet goes off and it's supposed to be like kind of like a holographic thing, but a drawing from a fangirl memorabilia. Carol looked worried, holding up a sketch of herself. Carol muttered, "Oh no," under her breath and sped out the room, ending the episode.
So that sounds I'm getting replaced.
Yeah. I'm not going to mess it up for you since you haven't seen it yet, Vic, but they did mention something at the end.
I think
it was something near the end of the video where they, on the end of the show, I don't know, can you remember, Dave, where they mentioned something about what she really is? They said that she is a mutant.
Yeah.
Right?
They found
DNA, her DNA matched up with some mutant stuff. So maybe they'll bring her in as that whole Inhumans thing that she really is in the comics. So
yes, I know, because if she's a mutant, then that doesn't even connect with the being an Inhuman. I thought she was an Inhuman.
They mentioned some kind of mutant gene she has. So
they're doing their little touch they've been doing with her since the start.
Like a mutant to them could be an inhuman DNA too, though, because they don't really
they don't know what a mutant. They don't know what an inhuman is yet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That'd be interesting.
So they're going
back of green and black belt in the wrestling.
Right, and they can do it the right way instead of that corny TV show they tried to do. So
I still gotta finish it just to say I finished it.
Oh, the TV show, I couldn't get past two or three.
I'm forcing myself to watch it.
I heard it was so tough. Bad, I didn't even try.
It was tough. It was tough, man. It's hard to play Black Bolt because, I mean, he doesn't say anything. So everything's facial expressions, and it's like it's a tough character, man, to try to pull off. Man.
Plus, the only reason they were doing that, too, was because they didn't have the rights to the X-Men. So they're going to try to go hard on that and make that kind of like the X-Men of the Marvel Universe. But now they have the X-Men, so they don't have anything to fuck around with that. Just bring the X-Men. Don't be fucking around with the humans. X-Men first.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing Black Bolt in some stuff, but we did just see him get his head blown to pieces.
Yeah, fact.
We did forget to mention the cup issue. Anybody drinking anything?
Two Hearted Ale.
Dope can.
I was
fucking foily.
Let me get that glare off right quick so you can see. It's a fish.
It's that foily.
Pretty much a fish. Yeah. So, yeah, this foil CC right here.
Yeah.
Bring that to you cats. No.
Okay, I can see the fish. All right.
So this is gonna be my first taste of it.
I got Maker's Mark. Maker's Mark.
Maker's Mark. Okay, Dave having a sip. Cool. Classic. I am drinking some orange mango seltzer water, lime, a little bit of gin.
That's pretty, pretty sophisticated. I like the twist.
It's delicious. It's delicious.
I give you kudos for that, bro.
Once it hits your lips, so good.
It is. It's very good. It's going to do that anemia justice, I'm sure. But anyway, let's not talk about that.
As I'm learning how this thing works, this is another situation that Daniel Kaluuya says he will not appear in Black Panther: Wakanda Forever, seemingly confirming film's focus on all female cast of heroes.
Daniel, okay, the guy from Get Out.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, he was which they should have had like in the front, in the top of the, there he is, right there.
That's like Okoye's husband or whatever, right? On the show.
That yeah, I think so. Yeah.
The Rhino guy.
So I guess that we focus on, you know, just like they was doing in Falcon and Winter Soldier, you know, female CV and whatnot.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, and I don't know, but YouTube's been showing little hints of Doc Doom and Namor, so we don't know for a fact
yet. It's coming. It's coming.
That's the. I guess that I didn't realize that that's the next movie coming out for Marvel. It was Black Panther.
Oh, is it? Man,
yeah, it's, November or something.
Have they even mentioned who's going to play? Have they decided who's going to be Black Panther yet?
They kind of said that that's what the movie's going to be about, is who the next Black Panther is going to be.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think all it's right. Still in the wind. Scotty Mack, salute.
Interesting.
Here's okay, another interesting article that I thought was pretty intriguing, and I have really no take on it. I didn't get to read the whole thing. I read half of it, but they said they pretty much let them do what they want. So as far as him entering the MCU, there's not like too many complications since he breaks fourth walls and whatnot.
Mm. Yeah.
So yeah. It would be interesting to see Deadpool 3 as an MCU film going getting directly in. You know, intertwined with the Marvel characters.
Yeah,
that's already, you know, in the. So let's see what they do with that. And for the most part, that was just my news. The whole Inhumans versus X-Men epilogue has started. I don't know if any of you guys read any of that.
No,
but the Avengers is stuck in between that. And I'll show you a free comic that has something to do with that. Actually, no, I won't, because I threw that somewhere else.
I'm gonna give my review of the new Thor Love and Thunder movie.
It's called Judgment Day.
Okay.
One word. Corny.
So this is the free comic that you got the heads up on about it.
No.
So you know how the Inhumans deal with the deviants, as you see. And they have come to a realization that mutant kind is a deviant within its own. So it's their task to eradicate them from existence as well.
Okay.
So now the X-Men are stuck in between this. So this is supposed to be something huge, like, you know, that entails the whole Marvel U to get involved. Right.
I don't know if you saw. Reddy had sent a message before you had logged out about sending him the link. Okay, cool. Thor, I haven't seen it, but I don't care about spoilers. What's up?
Nothing really to spoil.
Ooh, hold up. Let me send him the. I sent it to the Combo Trap House email. My bad.
It's kind of a. It's almost like a Disney Plus show made into a movie. It's kind of. I don't know. It doesn't have a good flow to it. Half the jokes hit, half of them are corny.
Well, what about, like, is there any intense fight scenes?
There's
fight scenes. I mean, I guess it's how you view it. The kind of guy I actually did laugh, and the fight scenes were pretty cool. To me, you know what I mean? I agree that it went with the flow of the comic? Not at all. We got the man in the motherfucking building.
What's up, Rios?
What's going on?
He got the new version, though. I got the old version. He got the new 2022 merch going on over there.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Beauty.
Go grab it. What's going on, fellas?
Chilling, bro. How are you?
Blessed, not stressed.
I'm good, man. I'm good. I feel like I'm home always when I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to jump out in like 15 minutes for about 15 other minutes, just because I got to get on a call overseas real quick. But I'll definitely jump back on and she was good.
It's all good. We still got books to show and all that other shit. So you're good, bro.
Beautiful.
One thing I wanted to do was show you was a little peeper of, and this is not even a finished product yet, but I want to show you some of the progress on the artwork that I've always wanted to finish, and now I finally took the priority to do, because I think this character is so cool. So that was the preview.
That shit looks dope, bro.
That's like, I think it's taking longer than James Cameron with Avatar.
You're lying.
This shit better knock socks off, make people bleed out their nose, and
yeah, this one though. I don't even have the shading yet. This is just flat color. So this is the.
Look at that, yo.
So
yeah, I'm like, telling you, it's in the cut. It's gonna be a comic, man. You just gotta give it to me, and it's on, man.
I started brainstorming like an origin story, like a solo joint. You know, like a 4-issue solo joint, or not even origin, but now, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so that's just something I want to share because now I'm excited about the character. You know,
that's dope.
No, I'm from the Bronx, so of course, like, I could definitely resonate with a whole lot of stories and intertwining things.
Yeah, he resembles you a little bit too.
That. So that's something I just want to share because of, you know, I'm starting to grow on the character Bodega Blade. You know,
that's dope.
Right.
Talk about Bodega Blade. I was lucky enough to get the legendary. Damn, my bad. Look at this. I should have been prepared. Get the legendary cartoonist. I don't know if you know Von Bode, but his son, he passed away years ago. His big graffiti cartoonist inspired a lot of people. But now Mark Bode has taken over the reins. And this is a cover.
Can you put that single screen, Vic?
Yeah, absolutely.
With Mark Bode. So this issue is called Dismemberment. There's a lot of chopping and cutting off in this joint right here. Oops. So if you got a chance, check it out. At foodstamps.com, you can pick it up. And like always, we bring you, like, we don't cheapen out.
Oh, wow.
We don't cheapen out on the art. There's a lot of story, a lot of backgrounds. You know, we want it gritty, just like the neighborhood we grew up in. So,
thanks.
Love
you it. Bada bing.
Let's see that cover again, real quick, now that we got you on single screen.
Oh, yeah. This is the Mark Bode cover.
Oh, dope.
I'm
feeling
you,
that.
You're probably familiar with the cartoon Cheech and the Wizard, the little wizard character with the little feet hanging down from the hat. So, yeah. This is the guy, man. This is he's a legend. And I was able to meet him at some event in New York. And then, of course.
Oh,
man.
That's
huge.
That's
huge. Man, are you gonna I saw that on the IG, bro. Please tell me you're gonna show us that figure when you get back in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'll show it to you in a little bit.
Okay.
I'll definitely do that for the fam, you know.
Okay.
Nobody, I haven't shown it to anybody.
Exclusives.
Yeah, man. I was at a New York Five Points Festival, and I had it there. I didn't tell anybody. I just had it there, and people went bananas. You know, it's the first big pun, like, toy kind of object officially licensed, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
That's big.
Yeah, man. It was. It's a beautiful thing. I'm totally grateful for Liza. Pun's wife.
I was just gonna ask if you got with his family on that. So obviously you did. That's dope.
Yeah, definitely. I got the license to the likeness and
dope.
And you know, it's gonna come with a diorama. The diorama is gonna have a functional light, so you're shining light on him. You know, so it'll be nice. You know, and what's great about it, she was cool with the whole food stamp styling.
Yeah,
you know what I'm she was like, "Yo, nah, I love your style. Do it that way." Like, all right.
Yeah.
Dope.
So
that's gonna be a whole nother level.
You know? Hell yeah.
Just for the notoriety, and then people going back to the source of the notoriety of where it came from and seeing what you got going on here. People are gonna be like, damn, you know, we didn't know we had this gem over here going on.
You gotta put that dream snatcher or the dream shatter song in there somewhere with the push a button.
Interesting thing about that is that, you know, because there's so many people that own different aspects of the art form, not the artists, is that a lot of people own these tracks. You know what I'm saying? So I would have to, like, get in there. And as a businessman, you don't want to, you know, step on toes. And
it's not too much of a too far fetched to like get Chris Rivers involved.
Domingo seems like he'd be all right with everything.
Now as we progress, you'll be seeing more of the punt figure as it is meant to be. You know, I'm sure his family will be more visible with that stuff. So that's a little time down the road. It's going to be half vinyl, half resin, so it'll take a while to produce, but it's getting done. You know, that's the main thing. We're hoping to release it on the fall. So,
I definitely want to be a part of that. Let's people up. What else you got? Sheesh, man! Like, so much has been added to this page.
Wapple.
Yeah, you got Wapple. Wapple's a Cuban kid from Miami that moves into the Bronx and realizes shit is different. And so he got to hype up his gloves with meat tenderizers.
I saw that. Russ put something up on IG with the I think he put like a Wu-Tang track underneath it, and he had like it on a little spindle. It was fucking dope.
Yeah, man. Much love to the comic book Trap House themselves, you know. But Rusty's been, he was the one that introduced me to everybody, and he's always been a beautiful, loyal supporter. And a friend, you know, I can call him a friend. I can call you guys my homies. And you guys have not shown nothing but love, man. I'm totally humbled and really appreciate all the love, brother.
Same here. We appreciate you, brother. Yeah, appreciate you.
Come on, what you bring to the table as well, because that's what it's really all about. Like, if you ask me, like, the whole culture.
Yeah, man. Like, I got one more here. So he's like, that.
Fire. And what's the dude with the braids that you got too? That you made a collaboration with, I think, with homie in the West Coast.
Oh, that is that's Ramirez.
Is he on the page?
Yeah, he's on the page. He's on the website. Right,
I suck at this. I know this.
Yeah. He's in the far right on the fourth or third row. Yeah, so that's the Ramirez joint. He's a rapper from the West Side, and he happened to be a collector too. And we were just talking about the collection, and he was looking for a piece, you know. And he was like, we were just talking, and he, you know, a lot of rappers, they hit me up, yo, could I get a figure of me, you know?
Right.
I'm like, it ain't that easy.
Where's the commission at? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, you know, we made a nice little deal. The shit sold out in seconds. Like, not his following is no bullshit bigger than big artists, you know, like known artists. This guy has an underground following that's crazy. And I just thought he fit with it. You know, he got that old gangster feel. Right. You know, if you haven't checked him out, you should. He's definitely raised into the whole West Coast gangster shit. So
you remind me of Chino XL almost, like the old Chino XL. You know what I mean?
He's nasty, man. He got a big following, and I learned, and he was like, "Yo, follow him." And all of a sudden, mad people come in and start following me. I was like, "Oh shit!" You know, the hype is real. So. I'm lucky. We were supposed to meet up sometime in the fall and just chop it up.
I'm stuck between those two characters, like as far as my next figure, like honestly, because they're both so intense. Like as far as like the pose and the energy that they give off, you know.
Is Ramirez from? You say he's from the West Coast?
Yeah, I think he's from San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco. Okay, got you. Bay Area.
Yeah, he's out the Bay Area. He got that old gangster lean. And, you know, I started hearing, I was like, oh, shit, this is stuff that I would hear on my own. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Right. Like,
Damn, I don't got a beer with me, too. Damn, shit.
Well, it's all good.
I know you guys saw the beer can.
Oh, word. I saw Rusty share that with a glass.
I had to go, you know, because it's in Brooklyn, I had to go New York on it. Got the sneakers hanging from the electrical line,
the telephone pole,
flag. You got the F you. I love New York. All that razor blade in the tongue. No, all that shit.
I need that.
Yeah, they were they sold out pretty fast.
Damn. And next time, there's another poker that you gotta let me know.
Yeah, my bad. I couldn't hear that. What's up, baby? Uh-oh. You want to say hi? You can say hi. You want to say hi? My daughter's there creeping up.
Say hi.
Huh? Yeah, say hi. Look.
Hey, mama.
What's up, young one? Peace and bless.
Peace. Dad, peace, peace, peace.
There you go.
He's in books. Thank you, baby. Like, you can't beat that for a dad, right? He's like, man, you're making me nervous. You too much with dad. He's like, calm that down. But y'all just want to show a little bit more of
your kids inspire you to make some of the characters.
Yeah. Baby Renzo is pretty much Roman.
Okay.
You know, Jen is my wife. Because there was a time where you know, we found out Roman was gonna enter the earth, and I was like really worried about that whole, you know, like nature versus nurture type of thing. And Renzo's a monster, and is the idea of if can you raise a monster to be, you know, domesticated, right, nice,
right.
Nice, you know what I mean? But even though they're a monster.
And you base it off your son?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He wasn't born yet. It was a paranoia thing that I had.
Right.
And I was like, damn, man, because, you know, we had two already. I was like, oh.
Like, what's next, right?
Yeah, man, you know. And luckily, he wound up, he's good.
All right.
You know? And, but yeah, that was that anxiety I had. Like, oh, you know, I don't want to raise, like, some, you know, because one is good, two is good. And then you're like, yeah, I don't know, with the third one might, you know, there might be something there. Fourth.
Third's a charm.
Yeah, man. No, the thing is, like, that's the thing about the universe. It's always like you just don't know what you get hit with. You know,
exactly.
It could be the bipolar one. It could be the most Nikola Tesla one. You just don't know. You know?
Yeah, man. But he's like right now. He's like super smart. He's just so super chill and tame, and like I don't worry about him at all. You know, I worry about
his franchise is gonna go into the next millennium.
Megaverse.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I always wondered what does a toy maker's kid get for Christmas? are you like, just take some of the figures I made? No, I'm just kidding.
That's a good question. Because they'd be like,
I tell you this, it's expensive. You know, they become so like. It's not jaded or it's not numb to it. They
right.
just like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, right. Okay. They always want to take it up a notch. You know what I'm saying? So whatever I get them for like a holiday, because they see me bringing in prototypes all the time, toys. Right. They used to run the office in Toys R Us, and they seen so much stuff, and I've spoiled the shit out of them that now it's like. They just need the coolness, you know.
So if they can't fall off of it, it's not a thrill.
Yeah,
they
man.
Gotta be able to fall off of it.
Now, when Roman was he started getting into wrestling. I bought him the wrestling figures. Right, he was young, like maybe four, something like that. And I was getting him the cheaper version. You know, they got the deluxe version with all the articulation. Then they got the dumbed down version.
Right.
I would get him the dumbed down version because he's four, right? But yeah. I knew shit was going crazy when he was like, this doesn't have any articulation points. Because he hears me say, you know, talk about that, you know, all rotator cuffs and double joints and all that. And he's like,
he's learning, like his brain's a sponge.
He's like, you're over here making all these articulations and you ain't giving me none, Dad. Nah, man.
Yeah, man. So I'm like, here's your articulation. I'll be like this. This is what you're getting.
Yeah, that reminds me. Remember when we were kids and we used to unscrew the back of a G.I. Joe and mix their arms and legs up?
And switch them up? Yeah. Well, how about when they had the rubber band and you used to spin them and spin the torso
first? Right, yep.
Yeah, so we was always creative. Like if it didn't exist, we created it. We made something like that, which probably even gave birth to some other toy line that made money off of those house front, home front ideas that we came out with while we were sitting on our steps.
I'll tell you one real quick. I got to run. I just got the beat, but I'll be back. With the G.I. Joes, I used to heat up the fork and the stove, and then press them against the chest so they get gunshot wounds. I went to Toys R Us, I remember, and I was talking to people. Yeah, it just melt right through, and it was, and they looked at me like I was sick, bro. It was like.
But this is what was going through the mind. This is why you're doing what you do now.
Yeah, exactly. Man. That's innovation. You're ahead of your time with
that. Exactly. That's
it. Like, what is something?
Word. But my people, I'll be back.
All right, brother.
All right. I could just hit that link again, right? And I'll be right back on.
Yep. That's all you got to do.
All right. I'll see you later, people.
All right. Peace.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We got books in, though. I didn't get any books this week.
I'm excited. I got a mail call in.
Okay.
You want to start, Dave?
Yep.
All right. So.
Uh-oh. Ghost in the machine.
Freezing up again.
Freeze frame.
Yeah, I get you.
Freeze. Break.
When it comes to leading.
Okay. Just throw it on Dave so he can show his books.
Bronx Internet.
You're an ATL.
I don't know how Ray C does that whole first thing, but I do not. That much.
You're speaking in tongues.
It was supposed to do that.
Yeah. You're talking like a Transformer scratch. And there we are. Okay.
You're talking like a Transformer scratch.
We got Russ. What's up? There we go. Oh, Dave.
What's up, fellas?
Books.
What's up?
What up, Russ?
We're going to do the.
Yeah.
All right. Something's Killing Children, 24.
All right, cool. Are you up to date on that? You got all of them?
I don't have all of them, no.
No, okay.
I honestly haven't been reading shit.
Yeah, me neither.
But Silver Surfer Rebirth, number 5.
Oh, yeah, you was definitely heavy into you've been heavy into this series, like consistently.
Oh, yeah, so it was the final one.
Yeah, I got all of them, too.
The Punisher, War General Blitz.
Yeah, so I think I got the variant of that one.
Yeah, I think I remember somebody, a couple people showed it, I think. Moon Knight 12.
Yeah, good one. I think that's the closer of that storyline.
I'm about to head into some vampire shit. I got the variant of Moon Knight, Black, White, and Blood.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice. Dude, that's different. I didn't see that one.
That's real good. When I ordered it, I didn't see what the cover was. I just kind of took a blind stab at it and turned out good that time. Department of Truth, number 19.
Great book. Nice. I'm up to speed on it. It doesn't drop a beat. Definitely read that.
Yeah, it's been a good series.
Yeah.
This is a cool cover. She-Hulk, number 4.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I saw that cover. That was dope.
I had got the other one with all her variant additions just because it was a key one because of the artist that did the cover.
There was a Thing cover where he was in a boxing ring as well. So does that tie into that at all or no?
No, it's not tied in, but he came right after that mission of his solo series, which was a 6-part series. He's popping right up on her after that.
Oh, okay.
But his series was dope as fuck. I really highly recommend it.
Darth Vader 24.
Oh yeah, you know Dave and Ready with the Star Wars.
Hell yeah.
This series has not been good. But I pre-ordered it. That's the kind of the problem with pre-ordering. You get stuck with something you don't end up liking. But Venom, Lethal Protector number 3.
Yeah, I haven't read none of it yet.
Yeah, it's not. I kind of read number 1, and then I started reading number 2, and I kind of just skimmed through halfway through number 2 because I just wasn't feeling it. Wolverine patch number 3.
Okay. So you got 1 and 2 of that one, I'm guessing, then?
Yeah.
You read any of them?
Yeah, I read the first one. It was seems like it might be
the first one too.
Might be good.
Okay.
And then finally, after freaking months of waiting, got the final issue to this one, number 6 of 6, Batman 89.
Oh, cool. Closing it out.
Yeah, it's really cool, man.
Dope ass cover. Got the Michelle Pfeiffer, Catwoman, Michael Keaton, Batman. You got freaking what's his face? It's Two Face.
Billy D.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, okay. Good, Billy D. Williams. Okay.
Cole 45.
Got a Ghost Rider number 4.
Dope. It's a guy with the green blade.
I haven't read that yet.
I read the first 2 issues, I think. It's pretty cool. It
should just be like a kryptonite.
This is a dope-ass cover. It's a variant of Sabretooth number 4.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah. I had to grab that one. There was no question about that. Amazing cover.
And then I took a blind stab
at that. That would be a great poster, too.
This one came out fucking crazy as hell. Sabretooth number 5 variant edition. I don't know if I like it or not, but it's just fucking weird.
That's bugged out. Oh, that's like I want to say that's got a cultural thing. That's like the Chinese dragons or the
Asian dragon.
Yeah. The Asian dragons,
That story is pretty lit because it's like just
that's really dope.
Kind of like opening the he's exposing like how they deal with criminals.
Right, they're like their prison system basically.
You got the man.
Ready, see, spark tree.
I'm sorry, I'm missing the first episode. I had to miss out there, y'all, but I wanted to say peace to my brothers. We out here getting it cracking over here with Rusty Jux and my whole family, man. Boot camp, Brooklyn all night here, sending love to the trap house, everybody.
That's what's up.
All right. You ain't missed the episode. You got on.
That's right.
We true fans.
We're
rocking. That's a
fuck. You got on.
Be strong, everybody. Good to see you back, Dave. I'll be back next week, man.
All right, brother. Break a leg. Russ, what's going on?
What's going on? Can you guys hear me?
Oh, I can hear you, bro. I was gonna say you sound like you're hiding out somewhere. You're like, hey guys,
Yeah, bro, I'm staking out a spot. What's going on?
I'm in my alias.
Yeah, exactly. Chilling, bro. Chilling. Rios was just on a minute ago.
Yeah, I checked that. Yeah,
he said he'll be back.
Get on earlier, but yeah. What do you call it? So I'm here, bro. Just wanted to step in and say what's up. You know,
cool. You showing books today?
Looking good.
Yeah, I got a few books.
Man, honor us with some books, bro. You haven't shown books here for a long time, my friend.
It's been a minute. Yeah. While we're on the subject of Rios, he was mentioning that beer can. This is the IPA was delicious. If you guys can see this.
Whoops. Oh, the classic naked gun.
You gotta love that. So I was showing you guys the beer can. Can you guys see this? Or is it too much glare?
Oh, yeah. No, it's that.
Oh, okay.
He showed you guys that?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
The beer can, yeah, and it was delicious too, by the way. So,
nice. Okay, what is it? A lager, an IPA?
It's an IPA, okay. Tasty, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So
nice and smooth. And hey, before you start showing any books, let's yeah, wait for Vic to get back so we can yeah. throw you on the single screen so we can get a better view. Yeah. But how's everything
for
going?
Sure. Everything is good. Thank God.
For sure.
Vic. Vic, he's coming in. I see him buffering.
Yeah. Yo, throw Russ in the single screen so he can show us some of these books.
Yes, sir. Let me press that function. There we go.
Is he there? Oh, here we go.
Oh, that's there clean. It looks really good.
Is that the Omega Red cover shirt? Oh, there it is.
Dave. That's for you, babe.
X-Men number 5, I think.
Oh,
yeah, that's the my early joints, villain. The classics. These were the Jim Lees, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, where did you get that from, bro?
Oh, I got it online. You know, I ordered it.
Secret locations.
That's like one of the shirts they used to have in the comic books back then.
Yeah, remember? Right on the cover. This is a cover right here. Yeah, Omega Red.
I think.
The first appearance of Omega Red or no? Not sure.
I think that's the second appearance.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's what's up.
Like on the last page,
yeah. So when I went to that, when I went to Cali, I walked into the store, and the guy was getting rid of, he had a few short boxes or whatever, and he's just gonna do all cards, Pokemons, and all that. So right away, I started digging. So all of these books, I got roughly for like $1.15 each.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, when it came out to it, yeah. So we'll start off with this one. This is a number one, Star Wars Bounty Hunters.
Reddy would be creaming his jeans right now.
Yeah, big up to Reddy C, bro.
That's his baby.
Because he's heavy duty into that. So that's that.
Oh, for sure. Especially the Bounty
Hunters. Then, this is a Star Wars War of the Bounty Hunters.
Oh damn! Okay, yeah,
that was like Star Wars as well. Series.
You're gonna have Reddy. You're gonna have him a little jealous, probably.
There's that one. And this is another. This is number 5, War of the Bounty Hunters. I love this cover too, man. It's beautiful.
So, and these are all buck 15, huh?
$1.15, yeah. He was getting rid of all his comics because the guy was just gonna do cards. So this is the number 5. What'd you say, Dave? This is number 5.
No, Vic was asking where you got the books from. What shop?
Oh, the shop. I forgot the name of the shop. It was in Corona, California though.
Oh, wow.
I was gonna put the guy on, but it didn't work out. The video I must have not recorded. I thought I was recording.
Okay. So you were on vacation. You were on vacation, and
I was on vacay, and I went over there. Yeah, I just we went to go eat at this hole in the wall Mexican spot. The food was fantastic, and then I noticed there was a comic book shop, but like I said, he was getting rid of all his books. He's just gonna do cards. So he was like, "Yeah, man, I'll give you." I'll give them all to you for $1.15 or whatever. So I was like, that.
I would have cleaned out.
High Republic.
Hell yeah.
I think Reddy C has a couple of these.
Vic would have been shipping shit home, bro. He would have been like, can I leave these here? Yeah. We're going to ship them.
I'll tell you, last time that happened.
Yeah, I thought through all the best that I thought, were the dopest of what I was looking for, what I like to read.
You guys are kind of grab this. Crossing over each other.
Yeah. What happened?
I'm sorry, you guys are crossing over.
You guys are crossing your streams.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Never mind, Russ. Keep going.
Okay, cool. Then you got a free comic book day, Spider-Man and Venom, bro.
Indeed.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Yeah, it's always great. That, and this one I really love, man. This is a number one, Wolverine Infinity Watch.
Oh, very dope. Very dope.
That's super dope.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Space Mutant TV.
I was like, whoa, bro. You kidding me? And then, of course, we got to have our classic old schools, right? So here's to you, D. Here's to you.
Okay, let's see. Ah, okay. Why is that for me?
Nah, you like the Conan?
Yeah.
No, I'm just
saying, the Conan is dope. That's hard. I love it.
Yeah, bro. Showing you some love. Yeah, I know you got a few of these.
I do.
So I thought about you. I like this one just for whatever reason. Plenty of reasons. But this is a number one.
It's like, give me the reason.
Yeah, first, it's called The Marvel Saga, the official history of the Marvel Universe.
Oh, Marvel Sagas, those are great.
Number one, collector's item.
Two.
Is that number one, too? Wait, let me see the top of that. Too. Is that Marvel Comics Group? Okay, no, so that's a new one. Oh, it's only a buck, though, so it was an older
one. This is a classic, yeah, with Galactus. Yeah.
That's so dope.
Yeah, bro, I love this one. I was like, what? This one I thought was really...
Pumped for your Galactus Marvel Legends figure?
Oh, man, yeah. It's supposed to drop this fall, Dave, so I'm definitely... That's going to be a comic book Trap House exclusive.
I got one, too, coming.
Oh, nice!
Oh, dope! Okay.
Nice. That's what's up. So we both got to throw it on that day.
Oh, yeah.
The unboxing, for sure, bro. This is actually, go ahead.
I said, I don't know if I want to unbox it.
Oh, I know, right? I should have bought two. When I got the Razor Crest, I said, I should have bought two. Would have paid for the
double.
Yeah, exactly. This one is a Clive Barker. It's called Saint Sinner. And of course, what do we love, fellas? The foilies.
Nice.
And it's embossed.
Yes, sir.
If you can kind of tell from his hair how it's lumped up.
Yeah, I can see the texture. Yeah,
I love this cover. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts. That's a nice catch right there.
Glad to see that, baby. Then, of course, man, super sexy cover. Angela in glory.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's in the early stages before she moved over to Marvel. Yeah.
Angela and Glory, we got that. Oh, Zan, gotta love that. Just a few more, fellas. This is an Incredible Hulk, number 403.
Juggernaut clock on the back of the head.
Yeah, Juggernaut with the sucker punch.
Yeah, you cracked them good.
Yeah, they definitely lined his ass.
Pissed him off even more, you know? You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
They lined his ass up.
And then, of course, here we go. This is X-Men number 12.
Dope.
Ray's holding Professor X like a goblet.
Yeah.
Everybody laid out.
So there's that one. So I was pretty happy. And last but not least, this is a big up to Reddy C, because I know he's heavy into these two right here. Avengers West Coast.
Okay.
No question about that. We found those, like, I think, past 2 weeks or something like that.
Yeah. I got a few of those as well. That's the whole what you were saying, Vic, about what's his name's coming soon.
You guys saw it.
Wonder Man.
Yep.
Wonder Man's on his way.
Show you the WAPO. He showed you the WAPO, right? You guys. Let me just show everybody who's watching. Real quick, let me do a flip. Can I flip this?
Rusty rapping food stamps.
No, that ain't
pretty
it.
Hard.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on, Vic?
Let's see what we can do here.
We miss you, Reddy C. It's amazing how...
I don't know what Rusty did just now. He just dismissed himself.
He's trying to flip his camera.
He's trying to flip his cam. Yeah.
He'll be back on. There you go. He's right there.
Okay.
He's right there.
little glitch, you know, software shit that we all got to get accommodated to.
This whole show.
And it's spinning like my laptop.
3, 2, 1. Still.
Action. Negative. Oh, we didn't mention what Cover Combat is tonight. Cover Combat is Vic.
Actually, it is about death of a character.
Death of a character. Villain or hero. Doesn't matter.
There go the banner on the bottom. This is where I feel to be lead of the show. And I
it's the first night, bro. It's just like, you know, this is like a dress rehearsal that's actually live.
Step into my office.
And Rusty fell off again.
And Rusty's gonna get books.
And as soon as Rusty get in.
Okay, Vic, let's see him.
I bet. Let's do this. All right, so I don't have a lot either. But I came across a few cool ones. You know, I've been trying to budget lately because things gotta be done, man. So I went with Punisher issue number 4. You know, he's still lead of the hand, and this is actually a fire ass cover, if you ask me, with a kabuki type of vibe.
Oh, cool.
Oh, dope. I like that.
It's got a little quote on
the quote. It says, "And you shall know he is the fist of the beast."
Nice.
I remember that fat sloppy Jabba the Hutt looking motherfucker is like a beast that leads the hand.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, it can be deeper than that, but I only read issue number 1 and 2, so I gotta catch up with 3 before I even read that
one. Yeah, I think I've only read number 1 so far.
Yeah, I gotta read number 3 first. So then, I have a subscription box in Titan Comics, so I didn't want to grab the original cover because I already have it in my box, and I went and took the advantage of grabbing this cool blonde shade one that Marvel been doing.
You have any of those other ones?
And I think that's sold.
Do you have any of the other blind covers?
I have a Black Widow one and one other one that I can't think of at the top of my head.
It seems like that's dope. A few of them.
It's a phase. It's kind of
I think they've done Ghost Rider and Hulk and.
Yeah.
Huh.
They it's something they just do. You know that you can look forward.
First time I heard of it.
So I missed the Avengers Forever issue number 6, but I got the second printing of it. And this is where Ready C falls in line perfectly because he remembers the name of these guys, but this is a new character that's replacing T'Challa as Black Panther.
Okay.
So it's a big deal, you know, issue. But the main issue, that's why Ready C was like stressing issue number 3 last week. Because that's the actual absolute first cameo appearance of this new character that's taking over the mantle of Black Panther. So this is just kind of like an official declaration issue that's been signed off the shelves. But like Ray C said, issue number 3 is where you want it to be at if you really want to cash in on that.
What is his name?
See, this is what I didn't want to go through.
Oh,
like you don't know. I was wondering.
It's all good.
That's why I said Ray C's memory is impeccable with retaining names. I've got.
Ah, no, I see what you're saying. But you ain't got to look. It's all good.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
I could Google it.
Yeah, because it goes straight to Hollywood rather than the comics.
Word.
But I know in Avengers. Actually, I have an issue where he had a red suit on, and that was pretty trippy. But I'm not even going to hold us up with that because I do not have the name. I was about to look it up so that, you know, I could do everybody justice. But, anybody that's wondering, that's watching right now, just look it up. It's in Black Panther issue number 3, new character. Yeah. And also, he's featured in Avengers as well. But what? I took the liberty of grabbing Captain Carter. Issue number 4. It's not a bad story. It's not the most eye-widening story, but I feel like she's a very significant and relevant factor now in MCU as well as comic books, and we're going to be seeing more of her. So I took it upon myself, since it's just a limited series, just to complete it.
Man. She's got a beautiful rack.
There you go. Get a close up.
So you could have used that on the wanted CCs that we did a while back. Could always use it again.
Absolutely. And this is not even cover A. And if it is, okay. then the cover B was similar to it. It was like kind of like a newspaper print type of glass going on both of them. Now this one right here is definitely a key, not because of the issue, but because of the artist. This is where I should have had the key issue app open up at. But the artist who, this is where Ready C be like, yo, the artist who did this in this key, such and such, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is one of those backup episodes.
I like that.
Big Vega, yo.
It's like some Marilyn Monroe shit or something.
Right, and she, you know, she got the silk sheets. You can see that's Emma Frost just going by the diamond hand that's formating.
Yeah,
you know, it really is a nice piece of art right there. You know what I mean? So like when I saw it myself, I was like, yeah, I'm definitely grabbing that because I thought it was a good.
So do you think if someone asked Emma Frost to marry her, that she's gonna want a diamond?
Well,
I don't know.
Because she's rich and she can have anything she wants. She is diamond. She admires the caliber of the man. Because remember, her and Scott Summers.
Yeah, they got it.
So the artist actually, his name was Mark Brooks that did this cover.
I wonder how many carrots she is.
Hell if I know, but. You gotta be a really tough motherfucker to impress her because she has money and power.
Oh, word. Yeah,
Kardashian, goddammit.
She's made of carrots. So.
Let me show you something real cool, though. Moon Knight number 13, variant edition. Check out the art on this baby right here.
Oh, yeah, that was a dope cover.
Ah. Oh, okay.
That is such a nice one right there.
The Crescent Club. All right.
With that vintage type of authentic painting type of style, you know? His old costume at that. Nostalgia 101 right here on Moon Knight variant 13. I don't think that got enough notation and props for the quality that it has. But I don't want to keep pushing this either. We're going to keep it moving. Of course, got to give acknowledgments to the freebies we get while we're in the shops.
Oh, okay. Nice. New season just came out.
Yeah, I loved it. I ain't gonna lie. It was weird as hell, like always. Like, all the seasons are weird, really. But it's good. It's just like, what's gonna happen? Because it's so weird, you can't put an expectation on it. So here's some back issues I grabbed up in Book Nook, which is not too far from us. They're known for
my favorite.
I could have grabbed a whole flock of them, but I got cheap and I put some back so I could get some more relevant keys for the dollar.
You know, instead of getting a whole bunch
of $1 joints, I went and got a $10 joint.
You didn't get cheap. You got smart.
Yeah. So. That's exactly what it was. I saw something more worthwhile picking, and I put the $1 joints back. So here's a couple of $1 joints I did grab because this is the first appearance of Kilgrave's. Kilgrave is the Purple Man. That's the first appearance of his daughter.
Fucking Crocs everywhere.
You've been getting quite a few of those Alpha Flights, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Vic's been getting those Alpha Flights. That's a crazy ass cover,
I could have had a whole wrap up in that store. I probably still could because I don't think they're really looking for it like that. So maybe next week I'll grab what I didn't grab because you get it. There go Purple Man right there, the man who messed up Jessica Jones' head head on Netflix.
Yeah, he was a powerful character, man. He was.
Even to the Devil's Reign storyline, he's a huge key factor in that book. Kingpin cut off his pinky and put it in the cane that he used with sorcery to take over everybody's mind in the city to vote for him and go under his manipulation. Quasar, issue number 25, where he introduces a new costume.
I like that, the purple.
So that's some slight key, you know. Once he hits MCU, you know, that's going to get a little bit of attention. We got Hercules number one. If you guys seen Love and Thunder, you know why I grabbed that one.
I actually have that whole five part.
Hold on to it.
Is that popular now?
I think it'll get a little bit of note. I don't think it's gonna go through the roof, but you know, if you wanna like buy you something nice, you could get rid of these. You know,
I got five of them.
Yeah, when you know, when that shit pop off,
it's a good story.
So nice, you throw it on eBay, flip it. This, there's no significance to it. It's just because it's a vintage Hulk issue, 318. For $4,
I have no
problem with it. With Samson between his nuts. You know, Samson's always on his nuts. It's like weird how they do that all the time. He's either on top or like this.
Yeah.
But that's not what I got it for. It's just because it's a vintage Hulk book. You know?
It's like, hey, I was wondering, do you have any comics that got Samson on Hulk's nuts?
No, I do. Over him while Hulk's unconscious, like he gave him a mix or some shit. Yeah.
No, I don't.
I definitely do.
Talking shit.
Samson.
No, I was saying, like, if you go into the comic book store saying that shit. Oh, yes, I have that one.
I'm looking for something with Samson on top of the Hulk. Oh,
exactly. I'm looking for like a Hulk Samson teabag cover. Do you have anything? But
I know exactly what you're looking for, sir. Follow me.
Follow me. Bro, I have that X Factor.
That's gonna be funny, but
yeah. It was like, we have a whole teabag section, sir. Hey, that X Factor, I got that one.
The wall, real quick. Turn around. It's a combination here.
Look. Exactly.
So this one right here, I got it for $5. It's worth more because it's a homage cover of the first Superman cover.
That shit's hard.
Dope. Yeah, so she got the truck up like Superman had in Action Comics. So,
and that's the gangster car. That's the Al Capone car right there.
I looked it up. You know, it was worth more than what I got it for. I was pleased. Slime, you know, you can see that spine. It's not bad at all.
No.
You know what I mean? So I came off well. I'm happy with that one. Totally. So last time we'll show, and then we're going to pass it off, is this package that came in. It's only $2, I believe. But bust that open. I don't think I need scissors. It came through Amazon. And now I know how Ray C feels. So we time be flying when we be like on the show. Wait, this ain't my book, man. This is from Batman.
You should have pre-opened. Okay.
It felt sorry, like Batman. A comic, bro. It felt like a comic. You order a book online, you think it's little and chunky. This shit felt like a comic, bro. It's the sound of a comic.
Okay. All right.
So I don't have any more tonight.
Now, okay. Is Russ waiting in the back room or no?
He ain't in the back room at all.
Oh, okay. He probably bagged it.
Yeah, so what you got, D?
Okay. Just put me on that single screen. I'll show you real quick. So I got this new blank variant edition.
Nice.
Okay.
Is that by a cardboard?
This is a zero issue. I have nothing, bro. I didn't make
it. So hard to get, bro.
I didn't make it to the shop. I didn't make it to the shop. So.
Hey,
sorry, but I do have three cover combats, and I'm hoping not to get my throat slit. That's all I gotta say to that. So
it's seeming like it might get to this point right now where we gotta stop being friends and start seeing each other and sizing up,
slinging blades.
Alpha male, like
I would make sure that you know where the throat slit button is, because
hairy knuckle already.
Yeah, he's got man, his shit look like
they punched many comic book before.
like they've broken many video game controllers out of rage. But
scraped against many bricks.
Bricks.
This
okay.
is the hard part where how does he shuffle? You know what I'm saying?
About, you know what? I don't even care about the shuffle. We can go like this. Because I might get my throat. I only have three.
You just move the box around like this.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what she said.
Nothing to it.
Move the box around like this. And like this and like that and like this.
You guys say stop whenever.
Okay, I'll say it. Hold on. One, two, stop.
Whenever.
Collaborate. And oh, I'm first, huh? Okay. Then maybe I won't get my throat slit. Maybe I will.
Favorite last one.
So, ladies and gents, you already know what time it is. We show the new books of the week. Old and new. Rios pulled up. He might come back, might not, depending on the politics and the business he got to run. We support that nonetheless to push him to the next
episode. Love is love.
Rusty, you welcome back whenever you want. But right now, fuck these two fools. I'm not to approach their ass on a rotisserie stick.
Okay.
It is Cover Combat. Right here, right now, the only show to do it where we cook each other for three rounds on who got the best covers. And right now, tonight's Cover Combat, Death of Character Covers. Let's see who could bring it the best.
Let's go.
I'm supposed to have the goddamn banner ready for that shit right now as we do it.
Round and one, fight.
Ready C, that the reason why Ready C is doing that show is because he knew. He came on here. For this combat.
Young Daniel's son. Exercise.
He was going to get, he was gonna get roasted
kicked,
up.
Kicked in that spike pit.
Oh, you think he was a little shook?
Oh, I know Reddy shook. I know it. He'll see this tomorrow and be like, man, I'm glad I wasn't on that show.
Reddy don't want that smoke.
He don't want it.
75,000 books he got.
Smoked out like a cookout. So, are we? Do we not have the Cover Combat theme and everything? Do we not do that?
I do it again for you.
Round one, fight.
Are okay.
That's it. Okay, it's complete.
All right. So.
I had five books that I thought were death covers, death of covers, and then I did some research and only two of them ended up being actual death of covers. So I had to go back in. And I did find one, and the only reason why I grabbed it is because it is a death of cover because it's the death of Clark Kent.
There it is. Nice. Little foily to it.
Like a little gritty foily on there. You see how I got that grid to it? Kind of cool. But Death of Clark Kent. Not the death of Superman, but the death of his alter ego.
That dude died a while ago.
Yeah, he did. But
that's a fire ass cover though.
This is the one I went into the box to find. That's what she said. But
yes sir. That's what she said.
Yep. And so anyway, that's my first addition to the Cover Combat. What's up with the chat room? How the fuck they doing? Do we even have a chat room? Are they here?
Yeah, somebody said they got it in the bag.
Yes. Scotty Mack already declared me winner, so we're doing this for no
reason. Oh really? Scotty don't know what the fuck he's talking about. No, I'm just kidding. What up, Scotty? Scotty, Waddy, Papa, Tippy, Big Microphone, Hippie. Anyway.
Round one, fight.
All right, I got to get better at this shit.
Come on, man. It's your first try. You should have it better than this.
Exactly. It's your first time out. You should be better. No, I'm just kidding. You're doing great, Vic.
No, I'm not.
You're doing good, bro.
If I was doing it, it'd all be a black and white with fucking subtitles and shit.
Yeah. Mimes.
All right.
Oh, fuck.
The great thing about the What If universe, anything can happen. So this is the death of Daredevil by the hands of Punisher.
That's a sin of sin.
I love it.
He's standing there like, oh, shucks. Should I have killed him?
I didn't mean to kill you, bro.
Spider-Man will watch that shit and still won't do nothing.
And Spidey's like, we need to get rid of the body.
Well, the next issue is what if Punisher had killed Spider-Man?
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, because he's a witness. Yeah. Right, because he witnessed the crazy. Like, that shit. I like that. Okay. I'm a little buzzed right now.
Two intense covers already. The round one's not even done.
Yes.
No idea what I'm about to pull up because I did not plan this. But in Ready C style, we're just going to press round one and keep it moving, and you people decide who got the tightest cover.
You did come up with this idea, though, by the way. So,
yeah, I regret it.
You know you got some heat, man.
Round one, fight.
Okay. Hit. Race C's fingers off quick if he does it the way he does it. Shit.
Well, he's done it for 146 episodes, bro. That's why he's quick.
Yeah, man, he DJed for like 20 years.
Exactly. More than that, so.
I'm going to go with him.
You know, he does it with his burner accounts and shit. He's got bots doing stuff for him.
Yeah. Oh, shit. What is that?
It's the actual tombstone.
It's Death of Spider-Man.
Is that? I've never seen that cover.
Yeah, let's pull it out. Like a granite tombstone.
Yes, sir. That's what she said.
That's what she said. Oh, wow.
So
that's what I always be saying when Vic be like, you know, I don't got to. It's like, fuck out of here, bro.
I get lucky, man. This time
yeah,
I get
fuck out of here. You know, I'm
not cooking either.
I wish I wouldn't have picked this one. This one was hard. Fuck out of here, bro.
Like, you know what it is? Like, based on perception, like, this could be cool, but then the purpose of the cover might mean more in a different, you know, submission. Like, this was a big moment. Like, Superman's death versus this. Like, yeah, that's a cool cover, but his shit was more monumental. That's how I be thinking.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, sure. Round one. So, I guess from here, what we do is we all throw our round ones up.
Yes.
Way, like you just don't
people
care.
In the chat, you know, let us know what you think. Let us know who you think got the hottest joint. Scotty Mac, good looks. That $25 definitely went far.
Oh, word. Is that what it was? That's a beautiful book,
that
though.
Scotty Mac probably DM me like, yo, you said 25. What you talking about? I'd be like, how about I give you $25 worth of book?
Yeah.
Let's work this shit out. Oh, by the way, before we go any further with my amateur having ass, let's give some respect to Donkey Bongs, our sponsor, all day, every day, and throw that. Okay, that did not work out how I wanted to work out.
He knows the love is love.
Yeah. My G. Okay, so I
just want
to show that respect. And right now, I'm not done with you guys. We got some shit to.
It's my turn. Talking about you're not done. It's my turn.
You ready for that smoke?
No, it's my turn.
It's my turn.
All right, let's get him on solo.
Put me up.
Well, that round two.
Round two, fight.
My turn.
Well, like Dave said, ain't nothing like them What If covers. And so I'm going with the What If Hulk had killed Wolverine, and it's a foily. Embossed foily, like a boss. But that's a dead Wolverine on a tombstone.
Yeah. With Hulk's face in the reflection.
I didn't fucking realize that. You're right. What am I? It's my book, and I don't even know. Yeah, that's his face right there. I have the same book. It's a great it's a great book.
Yeah, that's Melissa's right there.
It's a must-have.
Hell
yeah. Yep. What if – yeah, so that's a dead Wolverine. And, you know, when they fought, I have to agree. Hulk would have killed him, but, you know, they worked it out. So
that shit was hard, though.
Yes, I'm going to have to read this because this thing is in excellent condition, by the way. I don't know how old it is, but it's in great condition. So anyway, what if Wolverine killed – what if Hulk killed Wolverine? Bingo.
1991, August.
Yeah, yeah, I have it. Yep.
Dead Wolverine. There you go.
He went hard with the embroidery, with the foily, with all the elements of a dope-ass comic book color.
Yes.
But yes, he is bringing the smoke, ladies and gents. So what do we do about that? Hope for the best and hope that y'all like it better because, in our opinion, we all think our shit is better. Now we got Dave for round two.
My shit don't
see if you could top that off.
It's my turn.
And fight. This button did not do what I asked it to do. Round two, fight.
All right, continue with the theme. What if Daredevil killed Kingpin?
Oh, yeah, that's the classic. I remember that one.
And he looks 9 months pregnant like he killed two people.
Yeah. People always underestimate him because of that gut, but he's no joke.
He's got one of those solid guts. It's not one of those flabby guts. It's
I have a feeling Daredevil is actually Bullseye in the different multiverse in that issue.
Maybe.
That seemed like some shit that would go down.
Very dope. It said Born Killer on the cover.
Well, the storyline, Born Again.
Oh, it said Born Again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it says from the monumental Born Again storyline.
Okay. Yeah, I love the What Ifs, man. I hope they do a new run on the cartoon they did. But I want them to go deeper and they don't have to.
It seems like recently they kind of just do like these sporadic ones where it's like just little like one shot things. It's like
series.
Let's do it.
Let's just do it. You don't have to follow the phase or whatever the fuck. Let's just see some crazy shit.
You know, it'd be really dope is if they did a crossover Marvel versus DC. What if?
That'd be hot. I would love that.
Like Injustice versus.
Yeah, or like it's like what if? Yeah, what if Mephisto could brainwashed or could. Controlled Superman or some crazy shit, whatever, you know.
That's when the world comes to his knees.
What if Superman impregnated Sue Storm?
Crazy, right? Yeah, just crazy shit. Well, you know, Reed Richards would be in the background crying, going, "Goddamn Sue again!"
Like, first it was Neymar,
again Sue. This is not gonna work.
You know I'm a nice guy, but God damn, there's only so much niceness I can top, right?
This ain't gonna work anymore. Man, I got this Mr. Fantastic dick, and you still can't get enough.
All right, I'm gonna get this round two off. God damn it, Racy's like, I can't wait to get my throne back next week.
Yeah, no, he's over there like
round one, fight. Round two, fight.
So for round two, you guys got some really intense stuff. I don't like you right now, but this is my round two right here.
What is that? Jericho? Oh, with the tombstones. I always love the tombstone covers. And it's a nice. Dope. Who is that? The death of? I don't know. I can't. Oh, Deathstroke. He can't die. Or he can. He actually can die, but he comes back.
You're thinking of Wade Wilson. That's Slade Wilson.
No, he No, Slade, bro. Slade's regenerative abilities are even. That guy's hardcore, bro. Look it up. He's like Wolverine, maybe better than Wolverine regenerative. So that's why he's calling out of that grave, because he got killed and he's coming back.
I love this book because it even has like a back cover that's pretty damn cool.
Oh, that's dope. No. DC does not. Plastic joints. They don't simp on the material work that they put into their books.
There's a new Batman book that has the same quality with plastic. I can't remember what it is. Dave Collects has it, but it's on hold for me right now because I didn't want to overspend.
Well, shout out to them for not penny pinching. Maybe that's why they had to raise the prices of their books, because they're not going to penny pinch on the quality.
Right. But before we go to round three, I want y'all to talk some shit, because I
got to.
You already snow.
Okay. He said snow, so he's got to go get a bunch of cocaine, folks, so he'll be right back. also would like to. He said on the WhatsApp, yeah, I'm going to be drinking tonight, brothers. I was like, okay, just a couple cans. No.
Did you watch the season finale of Boys?
I did. Boys. Oh, that's another one we didn't talk about. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was good. It was good, but at the end of the day, it kind of just like the whole season amounted to nothing because everybody kind of just ended up where they were.
I was disappointed too, because I thought, I didn't understand. I get it. He his wife's son got hit, whatever, and he completely switched reels. Right at that point, it was just like, I was like, okay, yeah, he hit the kid, but the kid's being a dick. Tell the kid to get out of here and finish your fucking job.
And you know what? There's just something about like kids with powers I don't like. So I was also there to watch. I was like, yeah, let Soldier Boy kill that little fucker.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You saw Boys, right? We didn't talk about that at all.
We did.
The finale. Oh, did we?
Keep talking, because I got another can.
Okay.
Out of that, everybody like Soldier Boy ended up basically where he was.
Yeah. Back in the hold.
Maeve doesn't have powers now. That's pretty much all that changed
for the Falcon. Pretty much. Well, you got Star. What's your chick? She's gonna be Starlight is gonna. Yeah. She's gonna be part of the Boys now.
Like, I'm not gonna show my tits anymore. I'm gonna be part of the Boys.
Yeah, I'll be part of the Boys. So she'll. Yeah. So I know what's his fuck is happy, because you'll have her there all the time, and
Huey.
He can get lit up whenever he needs to.
I always think that, you know how they have the one dude as his dad, fucking Scotty, whatever his name is. But I always thought his dad should be a fucking Dwight from The Office. He has a big ass head, just like
him. They got the same head. They got the same hair. It's the same. Yeah. Fucking bobblehead fucks.
That's fucking Dwight Jr.
How do you guys feel about the differential? Okay, all right, let's do a round three and ask about this differential with the comic book and the TV series. It was like a whole.
I've never read the book, so I don't know. But I, the ending was like David was saying, it kind of left everybody. Nothing changed. It was we're back to square one, and Homelander is still a prick. So.
No. Yeah, the thing is, it's very different.
I liked how Soldier Boy. You thought they were gonna have this connection thing. He's like, I should have been here, because then you would have turned out to be such a pussy.
He got a little. And you know, it's funny. That's what his dad did to him, right?
Right.
His father did to him.
Exact same shit.
Piece of shit. Than even Homelander.
Right. They thought this connection, he even shows, was like, this is your grandson, this is this, and he's like, you know?
And then his smile was like.
Yeah, he was like, you know, Yeah, he broke it down, and then you could just see him looking like the acting was great. They do a great job with the acting was fantastic.
Nah, it was phenomenal. The great, only thing great that writing, people great, were great really acting. Disappointed with was how quick Black Noir went out.
Yeah,
they wanted at least a fight. You know, like yeah, he loses, but he brings a good fight.
But that's also the actual fight. How would it go? Batman versus Superman.
Superman would if Superman wanted to kill him, yeah, it would just be like, you're done.
Because in the comic book, Black Noir is actually a clone of Homelander completely.
Oh, really?
His voice is disassembled, so he goes insane for not being interact with the rest of the team and express himself. So that's where he gets maniacal, and he's the one that did everything that Homelander did on Amazon show. He took Butcher's wife. He killed her.
Oh.
He's the one that orchestrated taking Starlight, and it's 3 men that took her body.
Really?
That's
in the actual book.
Yeah. He killed Homelander. And then
what's kind of cool is that?
Yeah, he killed Homelander, and Homelander killed him by putting a crowbar in his head because his brain was weakened. He did a whole lot of shit. He was the guy. He was the problem. Okay. And then the Amazon. It's kind of
interesting. I read that the guy that played Black Noir in all the seasons, whatever, when they showed up without the mask, that actually wasn't the guy that was Black Noir the whole time, and he's gonna play another character next season.
Oh, I wonder if there was like because they had him. Because he doesn't talk, they could have just had a stunt man playing him if they want to, you know.
Well, yeah, that's kind of
building longevity.
Yeah,
when they show his face, whenever it's a different actor, so.
I also read an article too, telling people after he died in the episode, don't think Black Noir is as nice as you think he is because he had all those little imaginary friends and shit running around. And they broke down a list. Pretty much, probably what you're just saying, Vic. They broke down a list of all the really foul shit he did in the books, and they were like, "Yeah, he's no fucking saint. He, you know, don't cry for that guy."
Nobody is in that show. That's the
it's
whole
true.
Thing.
It's true.
They're all fucking douchebags.
Now,
all of them.
It is time to bust somebody.
Round three. Well, okay, let's see. Let's see round two real quick. Round two.
Oh, word. Let's stay true to our code.
Okay. Round two.
Like, where the fuck they were?
I don't know, man.
We having a good time talking about comics.
I think I did okay.
All right, so
shout out to the chat,
y'all. Right now, we're about to round this off in round three and see who really got the best of the best, and then we will put all together and see overall,
They've been in. They know.
Give it up, the best. So we
is it me? Oh, go okay. Round three.
Round three.
Health and my
bum 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 up.
Round three.
Bum up.
Three.
Bum up. Dun 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 up. Dun up.
Round fight.
The worst.
I'm the idol. Your highest title. Numero uno. Check it out. I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I'm speaking so that you know. All right, so here we go. Okay.
Okay.
Death of Death of Xavier.
That's the cream of the crop.
Now he died. The brood killed him.
Yeah.
But then they were able to take his brain and put it into a clone. And then
you motherfuckers. Okay. All right.
And then after that, he was able to walk again because the clone didn't have the messed up
vertebrae
and all that shit.
That's one of the realest X-Men covers ever.
So, yes, Marvel Comic Group's Death of Xavier, but he didn't, the death of his physical form. But they were able to save his mind.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. Yeah, he's dead though. They had to put the body in the fucking ground.
No, so, you just said he wasn't dead.
Let's take a look at this book.
It's fucking, you know what? Go make me a sandwich. No, I'm just saying. Anyway.
That's classic. That's what this is about, actually. That's
yeah.
Like, that's
Death of Xavier.
I'm definitely intimidated by that one.
I'm going to call them the sandwich twins. But
so now we're going to...
Final round. Fight.
All right. I'm going to rebuke what D-Strong had in round two here. Yep.
Bong. Vic's having fun.
Oh, man.
What if Wolverine had killed the Hulk?
Oh man. Okay.
This is getting very, very serious.
Okay. Serious. Only in what if, because apparently we found out that Hulk is actually immortal from Immortal Hulk.
Okay.
Mm.
So.
Wow.
But yes. Yeah,
that's true.
And he's like Hulk squatting over him too. He's like, I told you fucking little bitch.
Yeah. Right. Right. Your purple ass pants. Who the fuck wears purple pants?
That's
but okay. All right.
You guys are both definitely on or something like this.
Okay. Victor?
I hope I got something for that. Just because I'm last don't mean I got better.
Final round. Fight.
But I ain't even look. Shit, man. That was good. Oh, fuck. You know what?
That was three what ifs in a row, too, huh?
That all for me. That was all. All my books were what ifs.
All what ifs. Yeah, I should have went that route.
I'm gonna go with this one because to me, this one's the most heaviest one that's sitting in my hand. But this one is visually more, I think, appealing to get a better vote.
Okay, death. Oh shit! Oh, Death of Colossus.
No, nah, Spider-Man.
Is that Spider-Man?
Yeah.
No, go closer.
Man, his arm's all bandaged up. It's Spider-Man.
Oh, okay, I'm bugging. Oh, okay.
I remember the first time I smoked crack.
What do you got? COVID? You got a ventilator and shit. Who did that to him?
I did not read it. This
wow.
Thing. With Batman and Spider-Man, I've really been up to speed as far as collecting, but reading, they come out bi-monthly, and I cannot keep up with this shit.
Man, you can't.
I read as much as I could, and these two titles I just can't keep up with.
You don't have to tell me about not reading. I got four long boxes I haven't read. So.
I got a long look at all that Spider-Man back there. Like, it's crazy. Like, I can't keep up. But one day, especially when my surgery comes and I'm off for a week, I'm reading all this motherfucking shit.
There you go.
But yeah, I look, he's fucked.
He's dead. Or he's about there. So
that was my
three.
You know, now what we need to do. We throw all our rounds.
We're gonna hold up the round threes.
Yes, sir.
Or no, all of them? Or all of them? Okay. Okay, so, I like to do them single file. So let me see where I start. Bam, bam, bam. Okay. Yep. Okay. Death of the Clock.
One. Two.
Death of the Clock, Kent.
Actually, I like to do it the way the camera looks.
What if Hulk killed Wolverine? Boss Foily. And Death of Xavier.
And don't forget that you could win a Columbia 10-speed Formula 10 racer.
Formula 10 racer. I wonder whoever won that fucking thing.
Please donate that to Vic Vegas.
I'd like to meet the people who actually won that shit, because I really don't think anybody won. They're full of shit.
I never knew anybody in my life.
Anything back in the day.
Just to be captain and make you send your money to some fucking small business, you know, where you can't do it back then because there was no fucking.
That was like fucking Kickstarter back then.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you didn't buy any of the little what were they called, the sea monkeys? You didn't buy any of those, so you don't win. Remember the thing you dump in the water?
Yeah, F you. So
who got any wild cards?
I have none. I had three. I thought I'd get my throat slit. I did not. I'm happy with that.
What say you, Dave?
None for me.
All right. You did say that. I'll just show the couple I got since I got to put this shit back.
None for me.
Got to make it worth it. So this is actually Thor Ishmael. It was a tribute to Odin passing away.
Dope.
He's the hammer now.
The flame of Asgard.
And it looks the way it does in the movie where it's all split up.
Right. And
his essence is in that hammer. As he's fighting Hulk now.
I would say that was really cool in the movie. That's the one cool part I thought was the hammer, how it split up and fucking fucked people up.
Yeah, that was dope. I dug the movie a little bit. I came from it. Like now watching the story, I get it. But I'm like when you just separate, I'm kind of glad I didn't know the story because then it made me enjoy the movie a little more.
I didn't know the story. I thought it was just kind of corny jokes.
I kind of know Ready C's vibe in the WhatsApp, and when he first got on and was like,
"Oh yeah,
he didn't really have much to say." I was just like, you know, I'm gonna bootleg this shit. But go ahead. I'm sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
We know what it is.
Yeah, I'm bootlegging. I love the cover, man.
That's dope.
That's a fucking killer, bro. I don't know why you didn't use that one. That's a fucking monster. I think I'm
just trying to go a little bit more unexpected. And then just in case one of you guys had that, I had the backup, you know.
Nice.
Bro, you fucking murdering it with those two. Okay.
But you know, I was trying to just get a little colorful. Remember, you guys seen this, but it was so I was considering them making it around. You know, depending on what you guys threw up.
Fucking dope, dude.
So this is the first appearance of Vox, which he's like a fucking Hitler to the humans. This issue right here doesn't look like much. But Batman and Joker actually killed each other in this issue.
Oh, like, really?
Completely. Like, and they actually bonded closer than ever as they were dying. Like, yo, we are a match made in hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They came to terms with it as they were dying.
They're yin and yang, man.
It was like with batarangs in his fucking eye, and they just bonding. This shit was nuts. You already know about this.
That's fucking hard.
And of course it's not the official one.
Ah.
Ain't that fortunate. And then, you know.
In the memory of those. Okay.
Kane the Conqueror type shit aftermath.
Yeah.
So that was the wild cards, you know, just so, we always bring those every week. And just as we do every week, books, bullshit, excitement, we talk about what's going on in the culture, and we keep that continuously going into next Thursday.
Yeah.
So people.
Exactly. Episode 147.
Yes, sir. Keep subscribing. Keep letting people know.
Can I be seen real quick? I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was working on it. Like, I was like, yo, I'm supposed to do something right now. Hold up.
Oh, shit. I'm breaking balls. This is Vic's first time running the whole show, and got to break some nuts. Got to break a little bit.
No doubt.
But, it was.
Man, you come right out of a comic book.
I love the abuse.
Word. You know, Speaking of, just real quick, the death of Thor. I thought I had that cover. Turns out it wasn't the cover. But I didn't know this though, that Yellow Jacket killed Thor. I don't know if you knew that.
He went into
his ear and gave him a brain hemorrhage and he died.
Yellow Jacket
is crazy hard if he can do that shit.
Ant-Man tried that with Thanos and it didn't work out.
Right? Didn't work out. Because Thanos knows everything. Thor don't know.
Civil War, Ant-Man tried that with Iron Man, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and Thor doesn't.
Like a rebuff virus that sent Ant-Man flying his ass right back out.
Yeah. Thor, he wasn't expecting that shit. He's probably drinking some fucking ale and shit. And yeah. So little ass Yellow Jacket killed the God of Thunder. It's nuts. But anyway, another week.
We made it. And we had two features on top of that.
And
an immature editor named Vic Vega. I don't know where the fuck you found him from.
You're getting it.
Yeah, one day we'll be able to wing it no matter what we got to do. You know, we're going to keep this ball rolling. You know what I mean? This shit wait.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the people in the room.
Chat room. Love you.
My man Black, Dame Hollow. That's my guy right there. Facts.
Peace.
Him and Ready C got music together.
Nice.
Donkey bombs all the time. You know, thank you for everybody that checks in.
And everybody, Space Mutant TV, my dude Origin showed up too. So that's what's up.
Yeah, we strong got his computer set up, so we're going to be doing some.
Well, I don't know because this fucking thing's acting weird now. So we'll see what happens. Okay. I got to spend some money to make it work better.
Everybody that tunes in.
Yes.
Yo, we'll be here next week at the same time.
You're going to see me skydiving with Dave.
And you heard what the I gotta do the contrast, man. How the man said,
we're gonna have to do a comic book trap house skydive session. My fat ass,
Dave. But, blood.
That's the nice thing about gravity, it doesn't matter how much you weigh, you just fall.
Indeed. Yeah, we all fall the same speed, so cool. All right.
Again, food stamps on David Rios. I mean, Rios Belante. I said, I'm going to say David D. Strong. Ready C. He'll be here next week. And we're going to keep moving. And with more books and more dope shit to bring to you.
Yes. Yep. 147. Peru.
No doubt. One love, y'all. And three.